I was going to sit up half the night and my husband the other half. So I was just burning up, I felt like, and was in a fix with all of that up here.
It had actually gone into your skin?
No, not too bad, I don't believe, because I can't see any sign of the burns.
No.
And there was one or two places up in the edge of my hair. Mm-hmm. And so my husband says, well, if you want to put on another dress, put it on. I'll take you to Stella. And so I done a little getting ready, and we went. He took me to her, and she treated me. And before I left her house, it had quit burning. And I went home and sit up the first part of the night.
Well, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It sure is.
Now, did she put anything on it, or just the same business putting her hands back and forth over your face?
That hand a going like that. Mm-hmm. And, but she told me to keep it powdered with talcum powders. Or she says, smut's real good to go over a burn, but she says, I believe I'd use the powder, says, smut is so hard to get off. Mm. So I kept the powders over. I just went on about my business from then on, from my burn.
Well, that's pretty remarkable, all right.
It was just wonderful. Oh, I was so happy to have that burning stopped.
I'm sure. Anything else about her or the other faith healer here that you remember that you could tell me? You said Mr. Luke went for arthritis. Anything else from anybody else in the community that you remember about?
Well, my sister had a baby, and it was a little girl. And when she was about a year old, why, she went to having asthma. And I advised her to take her to Stella, and she lived up close to Stella. So one day, why, she come and brought the baby, and I came with her to take it to Stella. And she treated it for that. No, it was asthma. Did I say hay fever?
No, ma'am, you said asthma.
Well,
I
that's
think
what
you said
it
asthma.
Had. Uh-huh. And it got all right and stayed all right till she was a grown woman and a mother. But once in a while now, she does have asthma.
Isn't that amazing? Well, does the one who's here now, Queen Esther, that they told me about, does she live at the same place that Stella lived?
You know, I really don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, they told me that the people would write her letters, that every day she'd get, you know, just a handful of letters.
I imagine that's true, too.
Of people writing about their things that they want her to help with.
Uh-huh. I imagine that's true. You couldn't go to see her hardly without there being someone there or people there, you know, to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said even now that cars come in from thousands of miles away from here.
Well, I expect they do, but I've just got off from it. Mm-hmm. But I knew, she told me and my husband that she was a training queen, mm-hmm, to take her place when she was gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said she had, and the people I talked with down at the drugstore mentioned three. The first one, I think, was Molly, and I think that was